It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Traveling the top five supplements to bring with you, we have expert Dr. Josh Axe. He is a doctor of chiropractic medicine, as well as a nutritionist and expert. He wrote a book called The Real Food Diet Cookbook. And if you know me, I view chiropractors or chiropractic doctors not just as backcrackers. I view them as a full system of medicine like they were in the 20s and 30s. I view chiropractic as its own discipline. So when we're listening to Dr. Axe and looking at his bio, he seems to have encompassed that. He's not a guy you walk in, he just, you know, cracks backs and says good luck. This is a guy who takes charge of your health from physical structure as well as nutrition and everything else. Dr. Axe, a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome. What do you think about that introduction? Am I doing okay with chiropractic as a system of medicine instead of just these guys that are going to rack them and crack them?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think one of the things that I've seen over the years is there are, as within the medical profession, there are a lot of doctors that have different specialties and do different things. But I think, from my upbringing, actually, we had a lot of nutrition training as well at the college that I attended. And so we had at least an entire year of nutrition classes every single day. So it was a little bit more in depth in that area.
Yeah, and we need to think of it's funny because people will look at medical doctors and say, okay, they're the experts in prevention when they haven't had any nutritional training. And then they think of a chiropractor also with the wrong eyes as well, as somebody who is just, working on back and frame versus somebody who's had nutrition training in a more holistic viewpoint. I think we need to get our listeners out there to sort of take a step back and start looking at each practitioner and seeing what their training is and what their specialty is in order to find out who's going to really give them a dose of prevention.
I want to jump in and say this quick. Sure. I've got a lot of friends in different practices, and at this point, because I know so many, I don't judge a book by its cover. Because at first, I had some of the people I knew that were MDs. I thought, well, hey, they are just going to, push pills on people. But I've got some good friends now, guys like Mark Hyman's a good friend of mine, Sarah Gottfried, and several other MDs who really, they know their nutrition, but there are others that aren't. And same thing in the DC field, or I know some osteopaths as well who some are good, some I wouldn't recommend, but it's you're right. You got to look more at their training.
Yeah, then I know naturopathic physicians that just do nothing but Botox. So I'm like, okay, forget the soup. It's time for patients to look at the individual doctor, talk to their patients, look at their websites to see what they do. Now, you have, for travelers, and I do some international traveling, you have a list of five things. I'm going to list them off because we just get these 10-minute sections here, and then I want to ask you some specific questions. So you're saying, protect yourself when you travel, you're saying a multivitamin, vitamin D3, a protein powder, a greens powder, an immune-boosting herbs. Now, these are things I do take with me when I travel. But, boy, your multi's getting beat up in the press here, Doc. I mean, what are you thinking of this negative reports on the multi?
Well, I'll tell you, I think when somebody says multi, just as when someone says beef or just when somebody says the word natural, I think it can mean a lot of different things. So the multi that I personally use is actually a form of a multi that actually is comes from fermented minerals using certain types of actually yeast. And what I would consider more of a real food, whole food-based multivitamin. And, and you're right, the studies are all over the board. I've seen studies that say multis increase longevity, and there's others out there saying you might as well be swallowing rocks. And, when you look at the minerals in some of these supplements today, for instance, calcium carbonate is the most used calcium in supplements today. And essentially, most of it's made from ground mineral salts, or actually some of it is taken from limestone. And this calcium, your body can only absorb about 5 to 30% of it, and it's actually been shown to lodge in your arteries, cause calcification of your arteries. So, yes, I think a lot of multis, I think a lot of mineral supplements out there today are worthless. In fact, I think some of them might not even be bad for your health. But I think if you're buying a multi that also has other ingredients that are fruit and vegetable based, that maybe has some enzymes in it, and it's in a more digestible form, I think for that reason, a multi can be beneficial.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't agree enough with you. And listeners, you have to understand, a multivitamin is like, if you say all multis are alike, that's saying all cars are the same.
I mean, right.
There's Ferraris and then there's Hugos, you know, and they're very different. And I think we're going to, it's very odd that you're seeing everybody bash, and CNN is out there bashing multis and doing these things. But then on the other side of it, you have, but you should get your nutrients from foods, but we know the foods don't have enough nutrients in it. Hence this category of the fermented vitamin multis with bioavailable, the whole food multis and all that that's sort of springing up. It's not like natural medicine isn't ahead of the game and figuring these things out. You're just going to have to spend a little extra and get the right education on which multis for you. And I'm glad to hear you say the fermented stuff, because these synthetic B vitamins and these minerals that come from rocks, they're spooky. They really are. Now, the rest seems to be a balance of blood sugar as well as some immune stuff. You specifically looked at D3, echinacea, elderberry, and oregano to protect you while you travel from flus and colds. Can you touch on that for us, Dr. X?
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge fan of vitamin D3, and this is another vitamin we've seen in the press a lot lately, that sunshine vitamin. But I can tell you from working with a lot of my patients and them bringing their blood work in, looking at their vitamin D levels, a shocking amount of people are deficient in vitamin D, and there are a lot of medical studies, some published in JAMA, some British Medical Journal. We've actually found that vitamin D boosts immunity. It decreases your risk of cancer. It decreases your risk of a cold and flu. And it can also cut your overall cold and flu time. And so vitamin D3, of all the things I've put up here, if you're traveling or if you're in the winter months, I think vitamin D is probably the most important thing I've put up here that people probably need to be supplementing with. And again, a good vitamin D3. The other thing is consuming your vitamin D supplement with some fat, like a little bit of coconut oil, has been shown to increase the absorption. So I think that's something else to consider. Echinacea, there's a great study published that shows that it can decrease your overall cold and flu time by an average of 1.4 days total. Also, it's been shown to be great in prevention. And elderberry is very, very high in vitamin C and certain bioflavonoids that also support immunity. So I think elderberry is great. And I don't recommend oregano for prevention, but if you feel the symptoms of a cold or flu coming on, oregano has very, very powerful sort of natural antibacterial and antimicrobial properties. And so I think for that reason, if you are sick or you feel like yourself getting sick, our oil of oregano, about 500 milligrams 3 to 4 times daily, is another good option.
Yeah, I also like that sublingual. We had Cass Ingram on one time, and he's like, just put that stuff sublingual every 2 hours. Of course, the man must bathe in oregano every day. He's such a fan of it. But now, echinacea, lots of types out there. I'll tell you mine. I generally like the purpurea, you know, type of extract. I think Augustifolia probably works as well. There's the pallidum they use a lot in Europe. Do you have a particular type of echinacea, liquid, dried herb? What preparation? And don't be afraid to say a brand around here, because we like to give our listeners specific places to go.
Yeah, actually, the brand I personally use is a newer company. They're called Beyond Organic. A personal friend of mine, his name is Jordan Rubin. He wrote a book called The Maker's Diet. He founded another company called Garden of Life. But he just started a line of fermented herbals. So what they do is they do cold pressing of echinacea, and then they ferment it. A similar fermentation process is something like even like a kombucha, but they ferment it for 4 months. And so it's a fermented herbal. Like it's kind of like an herbal kefir is what it's like.
Well, I'll tell you, I tend to go with Gaia Herbs is the brand I like
with this.
I'm a huge
fan of this as well.
Yeah, I like their elderberry. One of the nice things about elderberry, it is an actual antiviral that tastes good. Well, Dr. John Axe, his website is DrAxe.com. Available here is the Real Food Diet Cookbook. And that's what you would read to find out not just what to eat, but how to prevent disease, keep your weight at a healthy level, and stay well. And that's what's important to us at Radio MD.